Okay, we're out of executive session, and what I'd like to do is entertain a motion of what transpired in the executive session, and then go into legal report, and then we'll go right back into our agenda, if that's okay with the rest of the board. So here's what I need. I need someone to make a motion to accept the store credit of, how much is that, 11,000?
11,000.
It's only 11.
11,000?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And from All Star to settle the agreement we have, and also have them withdraw their claim of 4,230 against us.
Right. That's good. So,
okay, so that motion's been moved by Director Mantegna, seconded by Director Duarte. Sandy, are you there?
I am.
Okay.
Okay, so because Megabyte?
Yes. Well, no, not Megabyte. It's All Star.
All Star.
It's All Star.
No, but where do we get the store credit from?
Megabyte.
So that's where they're allowing us?
Correct. Yes.
Megabyte is not taking over, or they're just where they go for their...
Right. Because they got ties into them.
Yes, right.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
So all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, motion's carried.
Thank you. And I will go ahead and just prepare some kind of a resolution thing just so that it's adopted officially.
Yes, yes. And off the record, you're also going to talk to them about what we had discussed.
Yes, today. Yes, yes.
Okay, now, why don't we go ahead now and move into legal report? Okay. Okay, you're up.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Board. I just provided an update, and I'm just happy to report that we're now down, as far as my takeover, of only 4 accounts. So let me just share with you that GHC 3, 7, and 4, 2.1 are really just ongoing, you know, performing accounts. So I think that those will just continue to perform, and or, you know, it will resolve itself at some point. So those are just the very minimal ones that are left. The significant one is GHC 54. And I wanted to inform the board, because since I prepared this, I'd already communicated subsequently with both the president and with Mary, our loan administrator. But I'm happy to report that on June 17th, at the close of business, the debtor came up with $15,713, which is what we think and believe is the outstanding arrears. So I have already tendered this payment as of early this week to Guam Housing. I am awaiting two things. One is there is an issue that we need to resolve concerning a final distribution of the payment on the loan, because this is a relatively new loan. It's less than 2 years. So I believe I've spoken to Mary, and we're hoping to get that resolved. The other thing is the debtor is still required, and I'm hoping we'll remind her that by next week, the 30th of each month, she's supposed to continue making her payments. So once I get the word from Mary that loan has officially closed, contractors paid, well, we're going to already go ahead and cancel this, you know, postpone the sale, let's put it this way, rather than canceling it. And I've already reminded her, and I'll have my staff remind her again, that we need the money on the 30th. I'm hoping that after this 30th, and now that we can move to close this, then that will satisfy this particular loan account. So with that in mind, I'll only have the 3, which is really just very minimal monitoring. They're still service performing. And I'm happy to say, Mr. Chair and Board, that it was about 60 plus 70 that I had to do.
I remember.
And I'm happy to report that I've now come down to try to resolve a lot of this. So and put money back into Guam Housing's pocket for those who don't fulfill their mortgage obligations so that Guam Housing can use those monies to give out loans to other people.
QB, thank you so much. I know when we first handed over to you, I didn't think there was going to be a light at the end of the tunnel. I mean, that's how much we had delinquent.
Yeah.
So good job. Thank you.
Thank you. The only last thing is I just wanted to make sure, because this is the one process besides that other action, the two other lawsuit actions that I'm working on, and hopefully resolving this last one, GHC 54. But I did provide to the board and to Guam Housing my proposed resolution for the AAA.
Yes.
So that is still an outstanding issue, and I believe that once the board reviews and executes that resolution, my understanding is you, Mr. Chair, will provide that to the legislature.
Right.
Once that gets approved, then my goal is to resolve that former AAA process, which the governor had then asked that that Guam Housing temporarily postpone it because of the whole COVID issue. So that would be my only thing to resolve, would be to take that. And just for the benefit of the Director Duarte, what had happened was several years ago, Guam Housing requested that they increase some of their expenses related to providing, certain documents for particular rental loan people.
Time out a second.
Yeah.
You got John Potter back on?
He's trying to log back on.
Okay, because this is an area that kind of concerns him as well.
Okay.
Because this directly affects his operation.
Sure. Great. I miss being a kid again.
No.
As my godson tells me, I'm tired of this adulting.
He said,
yes. He's doing really well. He's in the Coast Guard. He's an officer. He's an engineer. He just says, I'm tired of this adulting. He's only 26.
Oh, still young.
I know. He doesn't want to do that anymore. He goes, I'm tired of
patch on one of my writing vests.
Yeah,
it says, the dumbest thing I've ever done is become an adult.
my godson, sir, got into the Coast Guard. He graduated with honors. In fact, President Biden gave him his degree. He's an engineer. He's done really well. He's about 26 now, and he told his mom, some of our family members, he goes, I'm tired of this adulting. I'm tired of being taking responsibilities.
Well, that's because Biden gave him a certificate. His degree.
And he's the one out of all the entire family who does really well. He does really well. He saves money. He's going to be richer than me by the time he reaches my age. So.
Is he on? Maybe. I mean, if he's not, we'll
yeah.
move on.
Yeah, out to lunch probably. No, okay. He's trying to.
Well, Angie's here.
Okay.
So,
okay.
And I just want to make sure somebody in your area is around to listen to AAA.
Right.
Okay?
Okay. So, just for purposes, and I know the president either was not here initially, but she's aware. So what had happened was we get customers or consumers of Guam Housing that will come to the organization and request payoff statements, they'll request certain documents. So as I understand from both the loan and rental division, it causes them to stop their work, try to get this, and then the sort of cost to prepare all these documents. So as a result, it was then, at the time, executive management said, can we go and try to increase these fees? Because all we're doing is we're just paying for the cost of the paper. They weren't able to recover costs. So at the time, I went through the, I said, the only way this can be done, you cannot do it unilaterally, even if the board has some authority. The board can direct things, but they can't just raise the fees. I think we need to go through a, what we called the Administrative Adjudicative Act, which says that we have to put all this information and documentation together, do some type of a, what we call an assessment, which we didn't need to because the amounts were so minimal. And then we have to publish and cause a public hearing to happen. That was all done. We had to also get the blessing of the governor and the attorney general's office. Two things happened after that. One was the governor said, let's hold off on this because of COVID. But prior to that, the attorney general's office responded back and said, we're going to deny approving this because Guam Housing does not have legislative authority to create and establish fees. Although the board has general governance authority to do certain things consistent with the organization, the attorney general's office said, we still think it needs to be very specific in statute. So as a result of that, I brought this back to the board and I said, I think that the next step should be we need to create legislation that allows this board authority to create and establish, modify fees related to its loan and or rental housing program. I did that. And I believe at the time, about a year or so ago, it was presented to the administration, or I would say maybe not a year ago, but earlier this year. And I know that the chairman had spoken to administration. They had no issues with it. They were fine with it. What I did then is provided it to the chairman. And so where we're at right now is the legislation has already been prepared and drafted. It was approved by the board. The next step was that the chairman of the oversight chair, wanted to get some corporate resolution that says the board supports this. So I already drafted that at, and provided it by the end of the last meeting. And that's up to the board now to approve. Once that's done, it will be presented through legislation. And what I hope to accomplish after that is once it's approved, then I'll go back to the Attorney General's office and say, here's the authority. I believe my understanding, having spoken to the deputy, Mr. Attorney Espaldon, he said, once we, you know, we have that, there's nothing we can do because now it gives Guam Housing authority to do this. So once it's done, I'm hoping then to complete this process because ultimately I think as the chairman and management expressed, costs are rising.
Yep.
We need to try to see what can be done to help with the operational costs. And so that is where I'm at on this part. So I think that once the board then reviews the proposed legislation, the proposed resolution, and it's adopted, then it can be provided. And I'm hoping that I'll get it back once it's approved, and then I can move forward with this step so we can complete the AAA process that we suspended about 2 years ago when we initially started this COVID. In the process, I've always been working. I've always worked to try to get the legislation together and all this other stuff. So now that we're, as we're getting out of COVID, I wanted to complete this as my last, one of my last tasks as legal counsel.
Okay.
And that's it.
You know, correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't we already approve the resolution?
No, there was no resolution yet.
Okay,
I drafted it and provided it to.
Okay, do we have it here today?
It was not discussed either,
right? We discussed it in the last meeting, but because of the changes in the open government law, it has to be placed on the agenda.
Okay, and it's on the agenda today, right?
No.
No?
No.
Yes.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the one. Oh, they did? Okay, I didn't know. Oh, it was signed then.
I kind of thought we passed it.
Okay. Then it looks, I didn't get a copy of it, that's why.
Okay.
This
okay. Okay.
I'll just keep my
stuff. Can if it is, then can you just give it to, then can I get a copy and then the chairman will just.
Let me get the original.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You need the original to provide to the legislature.
Right.
I wasn't aware because I didn't know that it was already passed.
Yeah,
so.
I do. And I think we did that several meetings ago. Yeah.
No, it was on June 26th. So it was.
Was it June 26th?
Yeah.
2020.
Oh, yeah.
It was before. Before
it was sent down
to
the...
Before I came in.
Okay, okay. Then all I need then is just for you to present it to the chair. I thought I needed to redo it, but just to present it then, and then once I get that back, the legislation, I'll just ask that, you know, management let me know that it's been passed.
All right.
And then I can move forward.
Okay.
Okay, that's it. Other than that, I'm complete.
I'll keep you posted once
yes.
I give it to him.
Yeah. Okay, Mary.
He's pretty good at helping us, so.
Good. That's all I have, sir.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you,
everyone.
For lunch.
I know, no.
You want to grab lunch, you know? No?
I'm working on something for Guam Housing, so I've got to finish that up.
Okay.
Thanks. Thank you, everyone.
Thank
have a great
you,
week.
Judy. Nice seeing
take
you.
Take care.
Again.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank
all
you.
Right.
Thank
all
you,
right.
President.
Yeah.
Bye bye.
Adios.
Bye. Thank you.
Sandra's eating probably.
Okay, let's go ahead and move on to the approval of minutes of our May 27th. You know, these minutes are sent off earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Go ahead.
You move?
And I'll second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded that we approve our minutes of May 27th. Seconded by Director Duarte. All in favor?
Aye.
Sandy? All opposed? Okay. Motion's carried.
Okay.
All right. Let's go ahead and move on to President's report.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the board. For the month of May, the report is that phase one of the Lata Gardens renovation project continues to make progress and is on track for on-time completion. The proposed change order number one was approved at the last board meeting, which is May 27. So that has not returned, if I'm not mistaken. Patty?
No, it has not.
Okay. On another note, walkthrough was conducted with DPW on second Eladen unit to be renovated under phase two of the renovations. Patty, of course, with you, Mr. Chairman, had requested to be included once we come up with the scope.
Okay.
Well, that was in discussion.
The scope, right? Mm-hmm. Once they come up with the basic scope, that's not etched in stone,
no,
right?
No.
On another note, we continue to track and assist tenants applying for the rental assistance, which is under the ERA program. We received for the month of May $6,375. So as of May 31st, we have received a total of $297,000 and some change. An additional $10,315 has been received in June thus far. So that will be reported also in the next month's accounting report. As you know, this program also ends September 30, 2022. The loan department continues to work with delinquent account holders in applying for mortgage relief under the Homeowners Assistance Fund program, which is known as HAP. So for the month of May, we received $64,829.50. So as of May 31st, we have received a total of $158,339.22 from this program. An additional $19,605 and some change has been received thus far for June. So our collection agent
is continuously monitoring and working with our mortgagees to provide assistance and require supporting documentation as is being requested from us. For the May, a total of 12 requalification inquiries were received and completed by our loan department. 11 of those were for the 6% loan program, one for the home improvement loan program. Our loan division also has a total of 30 prospective loan applications totaling $4,189,000. 12 are for the direct loan, 11 are for the 6%, 6 for CAHAD, and 1 for the home improvement loan. Of the 30 prospective loan applications, 7 are for Tomorrowland Trust lessees. 1 direct loan, 1 6% loan, and 2 CAHAD loans were closed in the month of June, also totaling $666,950. So if I may, sir, I know in our last board meeting there was a discussion that was presented on recruiting a loan officer. So with, oh, I'm sorry, loan tech position.
A loan tech, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And there was no approval that was made from the board, so we would like to also just go ahead.
We didn't make an approval?
No, there was none. There was a discussion that was made, but there was no approval that was...
Do you have numbers on the impact?
Yes. The numbers include... It's only going to be an impact of $7,700 from now, which is June 20th...
To the end of the fiscal year.
To the
year,
end
right?
of the fiscal year. This position is for $28,595 per annum, right? So, but for... Now to the end of the fiscal year, it's going to cost us $7,000, which we still have a balance from personnel services of $30,000 as a result of our vacancy that was from the planning and also the retirement of the maintenance leader.
Okay.
So we're good under personnel services. So I just need the board to approve for that position so we can proceed with the loan.
Okay, you want to take the time out there and we'll do it now?
Sure. You can.
Okay, so can somebody here make a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Okay. Okay, motion's made and seconded that we bring on a loan tech.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Sandy, are you good with that? Sandy? You know, if she's gone, we can't vote.
That's right.
She's still there. She's on mute.
She's on what?
Mute.
Okay, well, we're going to need to see her hands go up or...
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
there
okay,
we go.
All in favor?
Aye.
You good, Sandy?
Yep.
Okay. All opposed? Okay.
Thank
Mary,
you.
Mary, you've got your loan tech.
All right. Okay. Proceeding. Just to announce also that we received $500,000 in escheated funds for the first time homeowners program. That was from Department of Administration on May 23rd. So as a result of that, we had a presentation on June 9th in which 23 certificates totaling $218,256 were issued in the ceremony that was attended by the families, including our Lieutenant Governor, of course, the Chairman, Frank, Mr. Florick, our Deputy Angela Camacho, and members of our management and staff. So,
can I interrupt you for a second?
Sure.
I just want to apologize to the staff. I thanked everybody but you guys. The guys that grind the gears to make it happen. Mary, everybody here, thank you so much. That's one of the few presentations I went to where I saw the impact it had on the families, especially during hard times where real estate keeps climbing. So guys, whatever you're doing, keep doing. You're doing a good job. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay, just the last item is the legal services contract, as we had discussed earlier, is still under review with the AG's office. Hopefully we get this cleared by before the next board meeting.
Okay,
so that's pretty much wraps up. Okay. Oh, not to mention, I'm sorry, the status on the, oh, I'm reporting ahead of the, so the agenda. That's okay.
Okay,
I
so.
Defer. Go ahead.
It's on your report if you go to the
next. I know. But it's part of the agenda for the whole business.
Okay. Any board members have any questions they'd like to direct to our president? Sandy? She must be eating.
I'm good.
You're good? Okay, thank you. All right, let's go ahead and move on to old business. I think you already covered the renovation.
Right.
Let me ask something real quick. Are we on track?
We're on track, sir. We actually are on track for September completion. Our only concern and I hate to put Robert on the watch, is that we are still waiting for the change order by the documentation from DPW. So we don't want that to impact. But it looks like we are still on track for completion by September.
Okay.
We covered.
All right, thank you.
Covered.
We already covered B, C is covered, and D.
And D is just as unfortunate that they didn't have a quorum for Chamorro Land Trust meeting last month, so that was not discussed. Our MOU was not, there was no discussion because there was no quorum for Chamorro Land Trust Commission's board. So we don't know when it's going to be scheduled. There's no update yet, okay. Unless Angie has that.
So we're really trying to reschedule that meeting, but we don't have confirmation on legal and a quorum. So at the very latest, it would be at our next board meeting, which is either the 20th or the 22nd of July.
The 21st is a holiday.
So it's basically a weight game, right? Mm-hmm. To see whether we can get a quorum?
Yes.
At Chamorro Land Trust?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, questions?
Okay. Do we have any new business? None?
None.
Okay. Public participation? Any?
We just have summer trainees?
How about
interns here.
Okay.
So this is their first official week. They're going to be with us for 6 weeks. This is just the interns that are assigned to ITC, and we have four that are assigned to rent.
Up to Derrido office.
The ones at Derrido, are they big and bulky?
Oh, as a matter of fact, we're asking for some from Guida. They have overload of trainees, so we might be able to get five from them.
So the interns that we have at rental, we're having them recount inventory so that we can get a good number for our inventory report. So they're just reconfirming the initial count done by maintenance.
Good. You know, Angie, I recall, right, under Martin's time, we had a container, right? One or two containers there that was filled with furnitures.
Where are they?
Are they still there? Why don't we open that up and give it to the tenants? Let them have it.
I'm not sure of a container. I know that there was a house where we stored some furniture.
Yeah, we had. I remember they reported
that,
to the board.
But if I'm not mistaken, that was one of the homes that we're renovating, so it was all taken out. I'm not sure what could have been.
Because that's why we put the containers there, right? We were going to move things out of the house and move it into the containers.
So I've been into one of the containers, and it looked like some FEMA tents and some supplies, emergency supplies for typhoon.
That's not something we need, right? Because
well,
if we don't need it, right, let's put it to use. Give it to Sarah and her homeless coalition.
Yeah,
we've only had to open that once for an emergency, but yeah, I think that it's not a bad idea
I really don't think we should hoard things.
Absolutely.
So if the homeless can use it, and there's a coalition that can actually use it, let's give it to
clean
them.
Clean it out, yeah.
They're
okay.
Not part
something
of our inventory, right?
Yeah.
Well, they were given to us to distribute
it's doing good to
really it's part of our paper, but it's FEMA money, so I think we should first get back to possibly homeless security and see what we can do.
Okay, so that's Cassie's
thing. That's one of the reasons why we opted here, because of the fact that if they ever came back to us,
Well, just tell them they grew legs.
So,
and they walked, right? One night, somebody cut.
I'm not concerned about, like, the coolers and stuff that they got from the Red Cross, because they did give us that too, and they stored it. It's more of the.
It's buckets? Buckets and canopies, parts?
The canopies is the one.
Yeah, it's buckets and.
You know, guys, you should know that on Guam, canopies walk.
Dark. Yeah, Cassandra.
Special Olympics, we had about 20. And these things cost us a lot of money. During COVID,
they're gone.
It walked out of our containers. And our containers are locked.
Oh.
But you know how they did it? They cut the top of the container and they pulled it, and it's over at Ukudu. So you figure, right?
Yeah.
But I guess all I'm saying is let's put it to use.
Okay.
You know, we've got such a homeless situation on Guam that we can donate it to the Homeless Coalition, let them work with it.
All right.
I think we just need to get the discussion between FEMA and clear that with them, just to make sure that, you know, we're not doing anything that we shouldn't. But
for FEMA items,
Okay.
Yeah, but the reason for them giving it to us is for us to give it to people, right, that need it.
Well, we did have excess.
So wouldn't you still be giving out the people that need them?
Based on the storm.
I think it's
for use for emergency.
So
maybe
you guys are complicated.
Another inventory that can be done.
It's just a matter of,
let's do an inventory and see if these are.
Let them know we have these excess items, and we'd like to just open them to people.
Okay.
And it's just a matter of
give us a list of what we have.
But the problem, the thing is with the FEMA funds, they are tied to specific events. So even though the need is here now, those particular ones were purchased under that event. So it's just a matter of us communicating.
Yeah, I'm not saying let's give it to individuals. I'm saying let's give it to organizations. So that like the Homeless Coalition.
Yeah.
Let them have it, and how they distribute it is not our worries.
Yeah.
Just make sure it gets to those that need them. So, yeah, can you guys please look into that and let us know next board meeting?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to get rid of it, because I'm sure you guys can store. I mean, John and maintenance crew can use that to store things that they use daily.
Okay.
All right?
I think there's a house that maybe we can bring back online if we have the storage. So that's really not a bad idea, because right now maintenance has their shop. And next door, we're using a house for their storage.
Of their supplies,
can,
right?
Yeah.
So if we can use one of those containers, I'd rather do that than holding up one of our homes for storage. So.
Okay.
That's good one.
Yeah, you guys work on that. Yeah. I don't care how you do it. Just let something happen. And okay.
Okay.
Anything else?
Just for the next board meeting, sir. Let's come up with schedule.
Friday.
How does last Friday work for you guys?
July 29th.
Oh, yeah. He's asking how does it work for us for the last Friday of the month.
July 29th is the last Friday of.
Are you wanting to change the date?
No, I'm good. I mean, I'm.
Well, sir, Alicia, I'm just going to say Alicia's not here, but I know that one of the concerns that I'll have in
seems to be working.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. You know, I've been here 12 years, right? And
You're very flexible.
At the early part, it started out with second week, because it gives her time to compile the month before.
Four.
Right? Because that's what we're looking at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then it went from two weeks to three weeks.
Yeah.
And now that we're at 3 weeks, we're moving to the fourth week.
It could be 4 or 5.
I hope a year from now we don't go to the first week of 2 months ago.
Well, she really just has 2 weeks, because we have to give you the information
On the third week. Yeah, before the board meeting. So only this 2 weeks.
Okay. Okay, Patty.
Okay. She's speaking on behalf, yeah.
We're easy.
Right, yeah.
Okay, fourth week. Let's go fourth week.
Okay, so July 29th?
Yes.
Okay.
12 noon?
12 noon, that's usual. I didn't see Mrs.
Okay, and if we're done with that, anything else?
Sir?
No?
No.
I move.
She moves to close, adjourn. Move and seconded. All in favor? Sandy, we need you. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sandy.
Hey, guys, have a safe weekend.
Oh.
Hey, Mary, can you call me?